This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. With worries of a sharp increase in COVID-19 infections overwhelming the country's hospitals, Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga announced Tuesday that only seriously ill coronavirus patients or those at risk of becoming so will be admitted for treatment. Others infected with COVID-19 will have to isolate at home in order to try to make sure there are enough beds available. Japan is adding about 10,000 new cases per day, prompting the head of the Japan Medical Association to call today for a nationwide state of emergency. In China, authorities said today all residents of Wuhan will be tested after the city recorded its first domestic infections in more than a year. Belarusian Olympic sprinter Kristina Tsimanouskaya, who plans to seek refuge in Europe after accusing team officials of trying to force her to leave the Tokyo Games early, said today that officials from her country made it clear she would face punishment if she returned to Belarus. Tsimanouskaya, who had criticized the management of her team on social media, said officials hustled her to the airport and tried to put her back on a plane to Belarus, where the autocratic government has relentlessly stifled dissent and any criticism. In the dramatic standoff, several countries offered her help, and Poland granted her a humanitarian visa yesterday. She'll be flying to Warsaw a little bit later on this week. A Belarusian activist has been found dead in a park near his home in Kyiv early today, a day after he was reported missing. Ukrainian police said that Vitaly Shishov, who led a Kyiv-based organization that helps Belarusians fleeing persecution, had been reported missing by his partner on Monday after not returning home from a run. Police said that they are investigating all possibilities, including murder disguised as suicide. According to police, he was found hanged today in one of Kyiv's parks not far from his place of residence. This is VOA News. Democratic Congresswoman Cori Bush continues camping outside of the U.S. Capitol, calling for an extension of the nation's eviction moratorium. An estimated 3.6 million Americans are at risk of eviction.
My message is, let's get it done. We got to realize the urgency of this moment. People, we do not need to be forcing people out of their homes, number one, because that is human suffering and we shouldn't participate in that. But also, in the midst of a global daily pandemic, how do we force people out of their homes and put them in situations where we know that that can be deadly?
Congress was unable to pass legislation swiftly to extend the ban, which expired at midnight on Saturday. And the Democratic leaders said in a statement that it was now up to President Joe Biden's administration to act. They called on the administration to extend the moratorium through October the 18th. Bush has been staging a protest on the steps outside of the U.S. Capitol over the weekend. Iran's supreme leader has officially endorsed his hardline protege as the nation's next president, just 2 days ahead of the inauguration of Ibrahim Raisi. Now, that comes at a sensitive time for Iran and the wider Middle East. Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei advised Raisi to focus on improving the economy. He assumes Iran's highest civilian position as the nation reels from U.S. sanctions that have devastated the economy, led to the crash of the Iranian rial, and hit ordinary Iranians hard. The Biden administration on Monday expanded its efforts to assist at-risk Afghan citizens as they flee Taliban violence as fighting intensifies ahead of the U.S. military pullout at the end of the month. The State Department said it's widening the scope of Afghans eligible for refugee status in the United States to include current and former employees of U.S.-based news organizations, U.S.-based aid, and the development agencies and other relief groups that receive U.S. funding. Weightlifter Laurel Hubbard was never seeking the attention that inevitably came with becoming the first openly transgender woman to compete in the Olympics. 43-year-old was the focus of intense scrutiny at the Tokyo Games. Ultimately, she didn't win. Hubbard couldn't complete any of her first three lifts and finished out of contention for a medal. But in the end, going home to New Zealand empty-handed was secondary to being authentic.
All I've ever wanted to be is myself. I'm just so grateful that I've had the opportunity to come here and be me.
Via remote, Joe Palca, via remote.